Hello, everybody. This is our first podcast here. Me and my wonderful husband, Mark, are here. Say hello, Mark.
Hi.
As you can tell, he's super excited to do this. And we are going to be starting off our podcast right from the beginning of when me and Mark met. So it's always a fun story to tell, and instead of telling it a million times, I can just tell people go to the podcast and listen to it. So we're going to take you way back to right around like 1990-ish. And I was working at a credit union called Apple Tree Credit Union out in Waukesha. And Mark was a member there. We didn't call them customers. They were members of the credit union. So Mark was a member there, and he would always come in, and I would, you know, always say hi to him, and he'd be like, hi, and then quick turn away and not look at me. So I'm like, ugh, you know, I'll just keep saying hi. He's a cute guy, you know. So one of the days, he was coming in to get a loan with his dad, and I was typing up the paperwork for it, and as I was typing it up, I told the loan officer who was closing the loan, I'm like, ooh, that real cute guy, Mark Serrani, is coming in. I didn't even know how to pronounce the last name. I go, ooh, that Mark Serrani's coming in today. He's super cute. And, you know, and then that was the end of it. So he comes in, and does the loan, and I say hi to him, and of course he does the hi, quick turn away, not look at me type of thing. And he goes into the loan, and Mark, why don't you pick up here of what was said to you in the loan office room?
The loan officer told me that there was one of the girls out there liked me, and my dad said, don't tell him that kind of stuff, he'll get a big head. And I laughed, we laughed. And then after I signed the loans, I walked out and went to a different teller than Kathy, thinking it was her.
So, needless to say, he did not even know that it was me that liked him. But I think, as I remember back, I think the only people that were working that day were me and the 70-year-old lady. So, I mean, it was kind of obvious that it was me. You just always thought it was a different girl that liked you because she was your type. I, again, was not. So anyway, so that was, you know, I would always say hi to him. Then I got transferred to the West Allis branch, and I pretty much didn't see him too much anymore, except for when I would go out to the bars to go dancing. And I would see him, and I'd walk up to him, like, hey, you remember, hi. And he'd be like, hi, turn away quick, not say anything to me. And then finally, one of these days, it was the day before Thanksgiving. And I was out at a bar called Sneakers in, what was it, Greenfield, was that? Yeah, in Greenfield.
Yes.
And I was there, I was out dancing and everything, and all of a sudden I see Mark the member, and of course, you know, I said hi, and then turned away, and he said, you know, I think he said, you know, he said hi or whatever, but then he kept staring at me the whole time I was dancing with my friend. He wouldn't stop staring at me. I'm like, oh my gosh, why does he keep staring at me? So there wasn't a song that was on anymore, so I went down and off the stage where there was dancing and everything, and I was just standing there, and I feel a tap on my shoulder, and I turn around, and it was one of the guys that he was with, and I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, Mark likes you. And I'm like, yeah, it was kind of obvious, he's been staring at me the whole night. And Mark wasn't there at the moment, he was up getting drinks at the bar. So as he comes walking back down with the drinks in his hands, I'm standing there with my hands on my hips, and I said to him, I go, so, I hear you like me. And he was speechless. So then he asked if I wanted to dance, and I said no, I only dance with my friend. I don't dance with any guys or anything. So he's like, well, can I get your number? Can we go and do something? And I said, well, I'm busy this night. I'm busy this night. I have to watch Beverly Hills 90210 this night. So I'm really kind of busy. I go, if you really want my phone number, you need to come to the credit union on the day after Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is one of the busiest days of the year. I go, you have to come in and you have to scream my name in the middle of the lobby, and then I'll give you my phone number. Izzy's listening to this whole thing, too. So that was how I left it. I said, you've got to come in, scream my name in the middle of the lobby, and then I'll give you my phone number. So fast forward to Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And Mark, what were you doing all day?
I was playing Nintendo. Was the video game thing we played a whole season of Temple Bowl. Me, my brother, and my friend, watching his son while his wife was at work.
So he's sitting there all day. So here I am. I go to the credit union, go to work, and I work the drive-through. So I had my back to the lobby the whole time. So every time the door would open, I would look and turn to see if that was him coming. So that started at 9 a.m. So I would keep looking every single time I heard the door open, and the door opened about a gajillion times that day. And of course, I wanted to wear something nice, so I looked really good. I wore like this black skirt, some boots, a white shirt, did my hair all big. And, yes, that's how it was, Izzy. So, but I made sure to look extra nice. So, I don't even take a lunch because I don't want to miss him coming in. So finally, at like, what was it, 4 o'clock or something, 4:30, almost before we close for the day, he comes in. I turn around, I look at him, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he didn't scream my name. So he goes over to the new teller when he gets up in line, and I walk over there, and I'm like, you didn't scream my name. You're not getting my phone number. You know, joking around and stuff, and I kind of walk away. But then I walk back, and I said, you know, oh, what are you doing tonight? All this other stuff. And he's writing something down on a piece of paper, and his hand is shaking so bad.
I don't recall that shaking at all, so that's just...
His hand...
story better.
No, your hand was shaking so bad. Your hand was shaking. Just admit it.
Okay, whatever.
I was intimidating. Because of my beauty. so he's like shaking, writing down this number, and I'm like, oh, okay, Kathy. I say to myself, I'm like, back off. You're making him a little nervous. So I just make some small talk. So I'm like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And all this other stuff. And he's just like, well, we're going up to the Burleigh Pub. And I'm like, oh, okay. I go, well, I'll see what I'm doing, and then maybe I'll give you a call. So he gave me his phone number. He didn't get my phone number yet. So he gave me his phone number and said, well, give me a call and let me know what you're doing. I'll be at this number tonight, but then this is my home number. Because he wrote down two numbers. He wrote down Mike's phone number and then his home phone number. I'm like, okay. So he leaves after not screaming my name, so he didn't get my phone number.
But he gave you yours.
Well, yeah, I didn't ask for it. He just gave it to me. So I go and I call my friend and I'm like, hey, what are we doing tonight? She's like, I don't know. Let's go to the Burleigh Pub. And I'm like, no way. I'm like, this really cute guy is going there tonight too. So she's like, well, call him up and tell him we'll meet him up there at midnight. That was when we were young. So I call him up at the number that he said he was at, which happened to be Mike's house. And who answered? Was it Wendy that answered? Wendy answered, and I said, hi, is Mark there? And then I think she handed me the phone and said, you know, something like, why are you having girls call you here or something? I don't know if she said that or not, but anyways, that's what I thought I remember. So I get him on the phone, and I'm like, hey, we're going up to the Burleigh Pub. I'll meet you up there at midnight. So, met him up there at midnight. And were you excited to go up and meet me at midnight?
I was.
So I meet him up there at midnight at the Burleigh Pub. And he asked me to dance, and I said, yes, I'll slow dance with you. So we slow danced, I think. He said, well, can I have your phone number? And I said, no. I go, you didn't scream my name in the middle of the lobby. I said, the only way you'll get my phone number now is if you come to the credit union the next day. Was that what it was? Or call me at the credit union. It was one of those. It was call me at the credit union or come to the credit union the next day, and I'll give you my phone number then. I go, but right now I'm not going to give you my phone number. So we talked for a little bit more, and then he left with his friends. I left with my friends, and then we ended up talking the next day because I think he called me at the credit union because I wasn't going to give him my home number yet. And he said, well, what are you doing tonight? And I said, well, I already told you. I said, we're going to a party. Me and my friend are going to a party tonight. He's like, well, he goes, well, can't you just ditch that and come out with me and my friends? And I said, well, no. I said, I'm going to go out with my friend. I said, if anything changes, I'll let you know. Which I didn't. So me and my friend decided that night that we were not going to go to the party. We were just going to go to a bunch of different bars, have them play one song that we liked, and then move on to the next bar. And these were all in West Dallas that we were going to these bars. So fast forward, we're out at night, and we're going to these different bars saying, okay, can you play this one song? And I think it was Warm It Up, Chris by Criss Cross. Warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. It was that one. So we had them play that song, and then we would go to the next one and have them play that. So we go to this one bar that we, like, never go to. It was in the, what was it? It was in the
Red carpet
lanes up on Highway 100 in West Dallas. I don't know what the name of the bar was called.
Is that Bolero?
No, it wasn't Bolero. The Bolero was the Waukesha one. Yeah, I don't remember what it... Innigan's? No? I don't know. But anyways, it was at a bowling alley, this little bar in a bowling alley. So me and my friend are in there, and she's like, go ask for the song at the DJ. She goes, I'll sit right here. I'm like, okay. So she goes up to the... I go up to the DJ, and I said, hey, can you play Warm It Up by Criss Cross? And he's like, yeah, we'll play it. And then all of a sudden, I walk back down, and my friend is gone from the bar. And I'm like, where the heck did she go? And then all of a sudden, I see her dragging Mark across the dance floor saying, oh my God, look who showed up. I was speechless. So he shows up with his friend and his girlfriend. And I happen to go to high school with the girlfriend, and we're actually very good friends and neighbors and everything right now. So it was just funny how we showed up at the same place at the same time. At the bar, it was fate. So tell them what your side of the story was, why you decided to go out to that bar.
Play video games. At the arcade.
Well, how did you get into the bar, though? Why did you go in there?
I was just walking in, and that's when Colleen grabbed me.
Yeah. So he was just walking in. He actually wanted to go just
we
to the...
going to the bar to dance.
They weren't going to the bar to dance. They were going to the bowling alley to play video games. Nerds. Anyways.
They had a big arcade there back in the day.
So then, I don't remember the arcade. Don't remember the arcade. So anyway, I was speechless, which doesn't happen very often. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here. And I said, well, we're going to the next bar we're going to is Busby's? Is that what it's called? Just a little bit down on 84th and Greenfield, 85th and Greenfield, right down there. I said, meet us down there. We're going down there. So him and his friends met us down there, and I asked his friend, I said, hey, I go, did Mark drive? And they're like, no, he didn't. I said, well, good, because I'm taking him home. So so I said that I was going to take him home, you know, at the end of the night, and, you know, give him a ride home in my Toyota Tercel in White Lightning. So I drive him home, and I think you gave me the long way to get home. You went, like, the extra long way, like, not a shortcut.
You just weren't used to country roads.
Okay, I wasn't used to country roads. He took, obviously, the shortest way there, then, is what he's saying. But I think he took the longest way there, so he could sit and talk with me. But according to him, he took the shortest route home.
Well, it wasn't the shortest.
No, you took...
You thought it was a long way because you've never been out there for a
So anyways, we drive out there and we're sitting in his driveway. And then wasn't your dad, didn't he come out or something or flash the light or?
Yes, he flashed the lights.
Yeah. So then I said, well, what are you doing tomorrow? He's like, well, I have to go to church because it's Sunday. I have to go to church. And then after that, he goes, I don't have anything to do. And I said, well, I'm working at the movie theater. I said, why don't you come up to the movie theater after the movie's over with, and I'll play a special showing just for us. So we agreed to that. So he came up to Ruby Isle Movie Theater. It was a one-screen movie theater place where I sold the tickets and ran the projector and everything. And so he came up there. Everybody had left. And as he's walking up, you remember this, don't you? As you're walking up in your cowboy boots, your skin-tight jeans, and I think a black, like, jacket, you're walking up with the biggest attitude in the whole world. You're walking in and you just are just, I don't even know what. You just think that you are God's gift. And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, well, I don't know. Hopefully this date will go fine. So everybody had left. I started the movie and we watched the movie, and the movie happened to be Sneakers. Another coincidence, which was the same place where I found out that he liked me at, was at Sneakers. So that was kind of nice. So then after that, the rest is history, and now we've been married for over 24 years.
Yep.
And that is the story of how we met. So I would love to hear anybody else's story on how they met. But ours was, I'm not talking about the kids yet. So ours was, it was fate. It was destiny. It was everything that we had hoped it would be. And it just so happened that we always showed up at the same place at the same time, which was kind of nice. So true. Or he could have been stalking me.
Who was stalking who?
Were you stalking me?
It was kind of funny how you showed up to the places.
No, no.
You had a party to go to, but no. All of a sudden you change things, and the next time, and you show up where I'm at.
No.
Twice.
We were there twice. First. We were there first.
You knew where I was going.
I didn't know where you were going.
Yes, you did.
Nope. I was going to hear Crisscross, and that was it.
So you knew where I was at all times.
Yeah. No, I did not. We did not have any sort. We didn't even have cell phones back then. So, that is the story of how we met. And we will talk to you another time and tell you another fantastic story of the Sirianis. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.